Let's just reflect on a really quite awful story from today, actually a very sad story from today. An inquiry into why the ashes of at least 60 families, children, were not returned to them, has concluded that a national inspector for crematoriums needs to be created. This was a report commissioned by Shropshire Council. After failures at Shrewsbury's Emstrey Crematorium between 1996 and 2012. Let's get more on this from Michael Perkins, I should say, LBC's reporter in the Midlands. Tell us more about this really sad story, Michael.
Hi, Sheila. Yes, there's been a huge amount of emotion and tears in this room here in Shrewsbury today. What we've heard is that the remains of 51 infants cremated at Emstrey Crematorium on the outskirts of the town were not recovered and therefore not returned to their families. This had been partly put down to the equipment being used not having an infant setting, but the report does not explicitly blame the crematorium staff, but does acknowledge to a certain extent the way the equipment was used was a factor. Now, those findings were hard to accept for Rebecca Adams, who lost her son Harry.
It's mind-boggling knowing that there wasn't anything. You don't believe it at all. You know, they're trying to blame it on the equipment. Don't believe that for a second. Pure human error. The equipment stopped. They used to be able to cremate babies. Then it stopped working. You'd think anyone with half a brain would actually phone up the manufacturer or someone saying, so why has this stopped working? But no one did. They just kept on cremating babies, knowing full well that there was no, that there wasn't going to be any ashes.
Now, probably the key moment here was when it was confirmed towards the end of the press conference that it was still not known what had happened to the ashes of children like Harry. There have been reports there may have been scattered in the crematorium's Garden of Remembrance. Rebecca told me that not knowing what has happened to Harry was still very difficult to take.
It's devastating because you don't have anything of your child. You don't have anything to bury. You just don't have a part of you. I feel like part of my heart has been ripped out. I'm never going to get it back again. And I know he's in heaven watching down on me and proud of what I'm doing for him. And his younger brothers love him and know that he's in heaven and happy and safe. And yeah, and we miss him. Wish he was here. Part of our family is missing.
Importantly, the report's findings do acknowledge this is a historic and not a current issue, and since new equipment was installed, six infant cremations have led to ashes being recovered. But David Jenkins, who wrote the report, told me he'd be surprised if this hadn't happened elsewhere in the country.
Thanks very much, Michael. Michael Perkins reporting there.